Hi and welcome back to the Spoken Word Podcast. You're right, you see Mr. Monsieur Chocolat Noir, Javen Alexander this time, instead of my caramel skinned brother behind the camera, will be in the shot soon. How are you guys? Come sit down, man.
What are you saying?
Good.
I'm good.
Good.
I'm happy.
I'm happy too, because we had no technical difficulties this time, as per usual. So now it's fine. So obviously, I feel like I'm going to win a lottery tonight, like today. Some good news over the weekend as well. Security reasons, you know it is.
What?
Security reasons. Bro. That's the.
No, I'll tell you why I'm happy. Yeah. The reception from my last video. The response from my last video. The reception.
What, you got love this time? Yeah?
We both got love.
What reception?
I'm talking in terms of just like views and all that.
Oh yeah,
man. Highest view video. Well, second highest view video.
After Make It Make Sense.
Yeah. The original, the OG. So yeah, nah, that was a good podcast, man. Let's see, but you might, when you mention a person's name, can pattern your whole thing in it. But you know what? I see YouTube videos that actually make content of Andrew Tate like every day, and they get bare views.
Yeah.
We ain't on that though, man. We're not on the clout thing.
No. We need to talk about it because of the BBC interview. There's quite a few things we talk about. Philip Schofield and. Talks about Ellie Brooks' interview with Piers Morgan about her OnlyFans venture as well. But no, I was surprised that show was like over 200 guys. So hey, before we continue, guys, thank you so much for tuning into that, by the way. Hope you enjoyed it and liked it. But guys, please remember, important, you have to like the channel. You have to like it. It's free. You have to like it because that's what gets the algorithm going. I've got to say it, the views without the likes, it hurts the podcast, and you know you want the podcast to keep coming back. You know you keep seeing my sexy dark chocolate face and his caramel face.
What's it with you and chocolate and caramel today, Sean?
The Chocolate Man podcast, isn't it? So, you know...
The same flipping Chocolate City, bruv.
It is.
The same Magic Mike, bruv.
Switzerland. No.
You got the viewers thinking it's a different type of show, bro.
It could be. No, I'm joking. No, I'm just saying. What I'm saying, guys, is not. But we appreciate everyone that did enjoy it and subscribe. But just please keep liking it, and you know we'll keep here pleasing. Anyway, man, how are you?
I'm good, bro. I'm hot, bro. I'm hot. Last week was the hay fever. Now it's just stuffy air. If I start sweating like a pimp with one hoe, bro, just let me know.
I'm sweating as well.
Yeah. It's just that UK weather, bruv. It's jarring.
Today is it's monkey dirty, isn't it?
Dirty.
Do you know what I do though? I should do this anyway, but especially now. What I've been doing, I think it's making a difference. But even then, bro, I'm showering. Well, not showering. I don't shower. I bath. I got sick for that.
How do you bath, bruv? How do people just lay in their own dirt?
It's not dirt. It's just. I do, don't get me wrong, I do appreciate a shower, but my go-to has always been baths.
No, that's why I know he wasn't serious, yeah, when he was on holiday, fam. You know you go out, bro, everyone gets ready, have a quick shower, go out. I see my man just like, man's running a bath. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm running a bath. I'm like, bro, just get in a shower and get out, bro.
It's there to be used. Man's just getting money for this.
Oh yeah, but we're doing something. Yeah, you're just like,
I was even long
moving, like you got all the time in the world, fam.
You can have a quick bath.
I hate baths.
People, but you see showers though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Showers are not, people have had long showers, bro.
Yeah, I know, but you're running the bath.
Yeah.
That takes whatever 10 minutes or whatever. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had a bath in flipping years. Yeah. I shower every day. Yeah. I do wash myself, but I haven't had an actual bath. I only have a bath when I'm got muscle aches or injuries like that. Mm. Yeah. But you just taking a sweet time. You're not serious, man.
I'm serious. I was quick. I swear it was quick.
No,
but we're okay. Well, we're
who? No, just guys. Let us know who has a bath on holiday. If you bath at home, that's different.
What? If it's holiday, you can't bath.
On holiday, who takes a bath? Like, no.
You're talking nonsense, man.
No.
We become bath. If the we paid for all inclusive, it came with a shower and a bath. So the bath can be used
no,
to the shower.
No, I don't know. I might just be me. It might just
be
me.
You said you're not used to.
But I was in a nice tub though. I was in a nice tub my holiday. But that was just for photogenic purposes.
Photogenic. See, when you're a cyber bath for a photo, you see what I'm saying? So you're not serious, man. We'll go to a bath. You'll step out your natural habitat just for a photo.
Tony Montana thing, but it was a jacuzzi, to be fair. Yeah,
you know, even have a bath, it's authentic.
Yeah.
But would you ever get into a bath with your wife?
No, do you know what it is? I don't like traditional, you know, like just the bathtubs, but if I had a nice luxury pad and it was like...
How many people got luxury pads?
But I'm saying when I'm older, and we're talking years ahead, I've got a wife at this point, yeah? Years ahead, I've got state-of-the-art bathroom, nice big bath. Just not one white... Nah, man, I can't do that.
But I bring you too close on.
We'll just both have a shower with her.
What I'll say, though, is at this time of the year, though, what I'll say is that...
How are we friends, brother? I swear we disagree on everything.
That's like my dad and my and his best friend, my godfather. They're always arguing over the phone.
Yeah.
It's normal.
It's normal.
I think I feel like there's some friends here that when you barely argue, you're friends. But I think there's like a, I feel like there's a cap on that relationship. It's gonna start. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that it's. The beefing and the arguing is generally coming from this. It's so tapped. I'm not a tapped person, isn't
it? Do you think it comes from a place of love?
Yeah, but you got some people. By the way, this is a joke, by the way, isn't it? So don't get it wrong. But you know how some people are in like them toxic relationships.
Yeah.
Say, this is why I treat you like this. Cause I love you. That's tapped.
Yeah, but
for example, people, bro. I've seen it.
That's why my relationships failed, though. Because I'm not toxic enough.
No, fuck that. There's going to be no toxic relationship. But I remember like seeing two friends like bickle all the time, innit? And I'm like, oh, shut up, you dumb mute, man. Like, don't idiot, man. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I know it's love, innit? Bro? You stupid guy, man.
Oh, I saw you said that to me last week on the pod. What the fuck?
I didn't say that.
What I'm saying is, bro,
because when I go out in this weather, yeah, and it's so muggy, when I go home, I literally feel the dirty air on me. But when I like bathe in like cold water, it takes off like the heat off me, innit? And I feel so clean as well. That's what I've been doing every day. I've been feeling better for it as well. You said you shower like twice in summer.
I'd like to hope everyone showers twice in the summer. People are like, I shower twice like every day, every single day of like the whole year. I'm like, that's a bit excessive. Like, I don't know. Do you shower the night before? Or I feel like we could make a whole conversation about, do you shower the night before or in the morning?
Both. If I'm showering twice a day.
Yeah, if you're not showering like twice a day.
If I'm showering or having a bath twice a day, then it's in the morning and the night.
Yeah,
and but, what I've noticed the difference is when I've bathed at night as well, when I've done it twice, the next morning, even though I've slept and I'm not fully clean, I feel a bit cleaner.
Yeah.
But if you're washing like in the morning and then you go to sleep later on and you don't wash, bro, you can smell yourself the next day when you wake up.
And then you have a shower.
Yeah, obviously.
Because I don't know when, I'll probably just shower. When I get up, before I go to bed, I might just wash my face or whatever. But yeah, in the summer, shower twice a day, have to, man. Yeah.
Maybe even three times. Depends. Doing activity during the day.
Yeah, definitely.
And on all
that. Anyway, let's go straight to it. What we got, man? You've been dying for this subject.
I think it's a question to be had.
What's your stance? Because you know my thing, bro.
I've been thinking about dogs recently in the media. This morning spoke about it. LBC's covered it. Because it's like people have been. Victims of vicious dog attacks being mauled to death, and like it's becoming a more prominent thing. It's heartbreaking. I saw this. I mean, imagine this. There was a little girl on this morning. I don't know if people seen this. I don't know if you saw it, but her face, she disfigured for life. On the side of her face, she got some nasty. It's a big scar on her face, and that's due to a dog attack. And obviously, she could have psychological issues going forward. She may be petrified of dogs going forward, because especially as a child as well, even as an adult, but especially as a child.
What do you know? What breed it was?
I don't know what breed it was, but there's been a thing of spate attacks recently that's made media headlines. What's your thoughts? What's your thoughts on like the dogs itself and compared to the owners? And what do you love dogs?
Come on, man. You ask me that, man. You know I love dogs, man. I love dogs.
Do you love all dogs or?
I mean, I would say up until very recent, I would say there's no such thing as bad breeded dogs.
Really?
But there probably is.
Right.
Because you got some vicious ones out there. Like, I know, we live in a day and age where there's all intermixing as well as a lot of mixed breeds and all that.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what you're getting. Obviously, everyone knows like Pitbull, K9, stuff like that. They're quite, can be vicious breeds, innit? But on the most part, on the generalized part, I think it comes down to the owner at the end of the day.
Is it always the owner though? Do you think it's possible for like,
do
you think it's possible that a dog owner has literally trained it so well and then the dog has done a complete madness
180? No, I don't think that's possible.
You don't think it's possible?
I don't think that's possible. No.
Really? No. No matter what breed
I don't think that's possible, man. It all comes down, people don't understand how much training that goes into dogs and all that, because domesticated pets at the end of the day. Do you know what I'm saying? So I need to stop saying, do you know what I'm saying? Because I rewatched the last podcast and I said that about 6 times.
I keep saying
said that. It's terrible. Where was I lost my train of thought?
Domesticated dogs.
Now, okay, so me, when I was growing up, I had a Staffy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, pretty medium sized dog, passed away when I was very young. Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, God, I might start crying.
How did it die?
I don't know. I just remember waking up in the middle of the night and it was just like crying and shit, and then it just died. My granddad was there, so it was quite sad. But I love dogs. I've always been surrounded by dogs. A person I used to be with had a Sharpei. Good breed. I just love dogs. Like, dogs are a man's best friend.
Do you know what? Yeah.
But when you're on this, let me just say this. Like, you know, when you're out and about, and you see, when you see a dog and its owner, yeah, you know what time it is, innit? But even the other day, well, and you know me, I'm calm with dogs. Like, if a dog were to run up to me, I wouldn't panic or nothing like that. Yeah.
Right.
More time. Yeah. I saw a dog the other day, and I wasn't the dog that was scared. It was the owner, bro. It was the owner. It was just like, nah, like sometimes of like what they look like, appearance. I'm not even stereotyping, but it's like, you know, they're just like oblivious. They're on their phone or just whatever, man. And your dog's not on the leash.
And it's just running around.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what?
Often, I know you got a thing about that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Let me just make it clear. All right, before I get even off topic briefly, so the only pet I've had in my life, he's a fish. I'm serious.
What, Nemo?
it was two fish, a goldfish, and it was this like silver/goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was probably like 6 years old, and we had it. And there was one time, I was always feeding it, I was washing it, and then but obviously when I was silly as I was younger. So I hope that I wasn't responsible for the fish's passing, because there was one time I used to take the fish out and put it on the floor to see what happens in it, and it used to jump. But then it used to jump and I put it back in. But I wanted to see what happens in it.
You psychopath.
No, I didn't know. I didn't understand what I was doing. But the thing is, the fish didn't die straight away. So they died a while afterwards. So I thought, maybe it wasn't that. But if I just can't help but think that I'm partly responsible for any issues.
Do you still feel the guilt now to this day?
Yeah, 100%.
Does it keep you up?
I miss them, man.
Does it keep you up on that? Do you lose sleep over it?
Yeah. Nah, I'm joking.
Nah.
No, I miss them though. But I love fish, and like with animals in it, I could like a dog in it. I'll be honest. It's not that I don't hate dogs. I don't even. I don't see this. like dogs. I just don't like anybody's dog, if that makes sense.
Mm.
That's my issue. Because dogs, there's so many different types of dogs.
Mm.
And so much different, like, either your owner.
Yeah.
So it's not just, it's not, like, I've seen some dogs and thought, that dog's actually cute. Yeah. Well, I'm not into like the more vicious type of breeds.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually, you think I'm some soft guy, like, oh, what breed is that? Like the poodle, like, you're cute, man. You're a good dog. When you bark, it's like a semi bark. It doesn't make much noise.
Yeah.
It's wrapped up in like raincoats. I'm like, oh, I like the look of you in it. But that's it. So there's some dogs like I've actually really liked. But I don't just like any person's, you know, this is the problem we'll get into. This is the issue that I have though, is like when you know some any random Tomskins have his dog just be charging you, run up to you, wanna like take, I'm thinking, bro, I don't know. People need to understand, yeah. Dogs are actually animals at the end of the day. If you're being real. They're unpredictable.
Yeah, some
they're unpredictable.
Some,
no, but they're
yeah,
unpredictable,
yeah.
They're animals.
Some people try to treat them like family.
Yeah,
bro.
But do you not think that could be a problem though? In a way though. Well, the family, yeah, it's supposed to be part of the family, but when you're treating it like the dog's brain is not the same as a human's brain.
Yeah, of course. So, of course. But do you know, dogs, I find it, you know, the psychology behind getting a dog is quite interesting as well, because a lot of people, some people might get dogs because they're lonely, they don't feel like they have much of a social circle.
Oh, yeah.
Some people, I know one couple that quite elderly couple, they could never have kids. I don't know if it's on the woman's part or the man's part, so they end up getting a dog.
Mm.
And the dog, they literally treat the dog like it's their child now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't necessarily say that's a bad thing, do you know what I'm saying?
But then to what level do? You know what is, yeah? I'm not gonna lie, bro, I'm not a fan of some dogs like licking up your face though, man. I don't know what that's disgusting to me.
That's a mad thing.
I'm not one of the people that if I had a dog, bro, oh, get in bed with me and nah, man.
Well, you let the dog jump in bed with me and go sleep?
What, under
like,
the bed?
Like, not under the, nah, nah, like on the end of the bed or nothing like that, no?
It's not my first, I wouldn't look for it as a thing that I just do every single time, no.
Yeah, yeah. You make it not like, no, you're a pet, go on the side.
No, it's not even that, but it's what I'm trying to say. It's just that it's not something that I do as a standard thing. I don't go to bed, oh yeah, come in the bed with me, what the hell?
Yeah, well, everyone's different. Like, I know you're not a massive fan of dogs. But we be walking on road. Yeah, we see a dog. Yeah, come. I'm not doing you that. I just see like you're just a little bit more wary than I am. I'm not saying you run or nothing like that. I'm saying you're a little bit wary or like you might do a little.
Do you remember that time you got chased by a dog in like a certain area?
Where?
2015 times, and it came out sideways like in a film.
But. What, in the park?
Probably was like in. Do you not remember?
I don't remember him chased by
like,
that dog.
It was like in the Croydon areas. We was visiting one of our brethren. And then we was walking through like the woods and then the dog came out sideways. And we did
that.
Do you remember that?
Oh, that was nothing, man.
What?
That was nothing, man.
Do you remember that?
Nah, that was nothing, bro.
Oh,
that was
my
nothing.
God, bro. I think it was three of us.
Nah.
But the thing is though, I don't know because bro, do you know how much times I squirt parks? For me, parks are one of the worst. I find dog owners, I'm only honest, I think a lot of them can be very disrespectful and inconsiderate. Like I think they assume because that everyone loves dogs, and I feel like, let's say for example you're in a park, I've seen it so many times here, and families and people having like food and picnics, and I'll just let the dog just charge at them. And you got a bear like reaction trying to come at your food, and then the person's from a distance saying, "Oh no, sorry, he's friendly," or "Eccles, come here." And it's like you're not really trying to really make sure your dog is checked. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, I don't like that. I find that very
disrespectful.
You see with
me?
Yeah.
Do you know why I got a problem with that? Because I know for a fact, the next time it happens, you'll be exactly the same anyway.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do anything to make sure that hold on a second. This is not you. They think that this kind of thing is just okay, just be doing to everybody all the time.
Yeah,
I know for a fact they're not really sorry for what
they're very casual. They have the assumption that, oh, it's just a dog, the person will be fine with it. But that's happened to me, and I've been fine with it. I would stroke it, I would not.
That's different.
But like they will casually just stroll up to you like, oh, I'm sorry.
How
do you not know I might have a fear of dogs or whatever? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is though, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, you have different types of dog breeds. This is why I said I don't just love everybody's dog. A dog can be very, very. I remember one time, I was somewhere in it, and a dog just like, just generally, I was like, whoa.
Bro.
And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry. I'm like, no.
I just wonder, I was leaving my grandma's house one time, and I was walking up a hill, and there was this father and his young boy, and he had the. So bad. I love dogs, but I'm bad with like breed names and all that. I think it was a Labrador or something. It was running towards me, and it jumped up at me like this, but in a friendly manner. Like, its claws was on like my shirt and all that. And I was like, a part of me wanted to like react and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, to the dad, like, what are you, do you know what I'm saying? Because the dad was just like, he was like, oh, Betty, like, he's like, Betty, no, he was like, Betty, get down, like. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't even remember if he was saying, oh, sorry, mate, or something like that. It's, but it's like, with me, it's calm because I love dogs anyway. But if you do that to the wrong person.
Yeah, the thing is, though, it's not even about the problem. The issue with that, though, it's not even about you being calm or not. It's the principle should be the same. The principle is, it's quite very inconsistent and disrespectful just to let your dog just do that to anybody. Whether you're fine or not, they don't know that.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And there's still a responsibility for them to have their dog behave a certain way.
Yeah.
You can't just be doing that. You wouldn't let your child just be doing them kind of what some stupid. Some people are idiots, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just wrong, innit? There was a time he had that issue with a dog. I remember that time we was training in football, innit?
Yeah.
And bro, this dog was basically harassing us. I remember the guy was from like this. He's like, oh, he wants the ball. He's like, I don't care if he wants the ball. Remember?
Yeah.
Bro, you see what I'm saying? And the guy, I think it was him and his wife or floozy.
Him and his
floozy or something. And then like, he was like, he just didn't care, man. And like, the dog could bite into our paw. It's not on.
Did you see the video of the dog? This almost made me tear up, bro. The video of the dog was mourning some little puppy, bro, like chewing his ear. I think it actually bit his ear off. It was in a restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
vicious.
Where was this?
This was, I don't know where, I think, I don't know if it was in the UK, or probably like, I think it was in America or something. It was just out of nowhere. Oh man, the poor little puppy, man. It was actually so sad to watch.
No,
but I don't know, man, because I don't get on in here and demonizing dogs, man. I ain't gonna have that. I ain't letting that happen.
Do you think closely you're saying it's more the owners than I do think? I as much as I'm not the biggest dog lover, I don't just love any person's dog, and I can like some dogs. Depends on the breed, it depends on how the dog is. I do feel like a lot of owners need to be held a lot responsible for a lot of their pets, bro.
Yeah.
And there was an act, because if you got people being with life-changing injuries because of a dog attack, do you think that there needs to be, do you think that there should be like a license?
Yeah, there needs to be like harsher like background checks or like laws put in place or something put in place, man. Because not everyone should have dogs. And not everyone should be a parent as well. That's another conversation for another day.
It's like not everyone should be able to drive a car.
Yeah, exactly. Many things, man. We can list off a whole checklist of things, bro. Yeah, literally. There needs to be certain things put in place. Like, one thing I do hate to see as well, when you see like, sad to say, but you know, you see a homeless person, and you just see a dog right next to it, like it's sad that they're both homeless, isn't it? But I feel more for the dog. I know that might be a bit weird, because I'm just
why is that?
I don't know, man, because I'm just like, at the end of the day, like, you're your own individual, man. Like, I know it sounds a bit messed up, innit? Yeah. But no, it's like, that's so you know I love dogs, man. I prefer dogs to humans, man, if I'm being honest,
You sound like one of them Oyombo people.
Yeah, man, dogs are is a man's best friend, man. But then again, it's a good thing because it's there with him. Loyal, like, not complaining, nothing like that. But I just feel like, in terms of, like, what's the dog going to eat? Is the dog going for walks? Is it hydrated? You know what I'm saying? That's sad to see. So there needs to be something put in place.
Some dogs turn on their own owners, you know?
I've never seen that.
Well, it happens more often.
Did you see the video? This is a big one. The video where the police shot the dogs. This was in East London.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was hard to see. That was hard to watch, man. That was hard. Like, the way they just shotgun, you know, both of them. Bam, bam.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see
and obviously, there's like a debate. Like, people were blaming the owner, people blaming the dogs itself, blaming the police. Just like a whole shit show, really.
Do you know one time, this happened to me recently as well. And this is why I don't trust people, because it's the dog. It comes to the pair, man. The dog, the owner. This woman was an absolute she was just an absolute bimbo, an idiot, man. Like,
yeah.
I remember I was working somewhere. I knock on the door, right? And this was up in like Newcastle, wasn't it?
Mm.
I was up north. Yeah, I was there. I knocked on the door, and bro, I knocked on the door. This dog, basically, it was gonna attack me, basically.
Mm.
And like, no other life. So imagine she comes up, she opens the door. The dog runs. You know the dog. You know your dog. You can't control your dog. You can't control your own dog, right?
Mm.
And she's literally putting her leg, yeah, between the door opening and the dog. Stop it. Because if she let it out, it'll attack me. Mm. That's what it was on.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, sorry, my dog's a bit wild. And bro, I dashed.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm not doing that. But she's dangerous. Because if your dog viciously attacks me,
what? Yeah, what are you gonna do? Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm thinking this, and that's why I say, like, this is why I put it on the owner, because I'm thinking you're a complete idiot, because, and you're very stupid, because it's like, you know, your dog's a very aggressive breed, and you have you own it, you got no business owning it because you clearly can't control it, and your common sense would feel like, well, I can't control it, why would I let the dog come to the door? You can make sure the dog is in the kitchen or somewhere behind the door.
Yeah.
But you've come to the front door knowing what your dog is about to do, and you potentially, if all it takes is one slip, the leg to slip through, or the dog just to creep through your leg, and you know, hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
So I'm an idiot. And then that's why I was like, bro, this is why I don't just trust people, people with dogs. The things I've been seeing was happening to people's kids here. It's been heartbreaking. I'm thinking, bro, imagine a little 6-7-year-old girl, bro, like, with a nasty big scar on her face because someone can't control their dog. I'm like, bro, this ain't on, man.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Nah.
Because people have this idea that, bro, you got to remember that dogs are animals and they're unpredictable.
Mm.
You have to. I don't think anyone should just have these things, bro, because dogs can be used, it's going to sound terrible, but they could be used as weapons, bro. That's what I say. Not everyone should be behind the wheel.
You've got attack dogs, the police use the dogs.
Exactly. Not everyone should be behind the wheel of a car. Because in someone that's incompetent, yeah, in the hands of someone that's incompetent, it'll be nothing but carnage.
Mm.
Because you're sitting there saying you love dogs, bro. Like, if you was a kid and you had and a dog has left you a nasty vicious scar, which you remember for your life, would be on there on you. Mm. Bro, you probably wouldn't.
Do you know? When I was young,
you probably wouldn't be a dog lover. Though.
Yeah, possibly. It's just true.
You'd probably be petrified of dogs.
You're 100% right. Do you know why? Because when I was younger, a cat scratched me, my hand.
Oh, is it?
And I went out to reach for it, scratched, and that's the reason I hate cats to this day. Oh. I hate them. I think they're useless.
Apparently say cats are snaky, you know?
They're snaky. I firmly believe cats come from hell, fam. Like, I don't know. They're Satan's pet, man. Literally, yeah? I hate their slit eyes. When they're in the room, I start sneezing and all that.
Oh.
They're like, why would you even own a cat, bro? Like, they don't even stay indoors, man. They only come in to fucking shit on the litter bit and have some cat food, and they fuck off. Like, they're just out and about on the streets. I think having a cat is useless.
Well, you see cats,
no offense to all the cat owners out there.
Cats, they are very nonchalant, bro.
Man.
Bro, a cat, you could die. Your cat will just dump you tomorrow and get you a new owner. Bro.
Yeah, no, literally, they get new owners all the time.
A dog will be like, oh, man, never, you spend time with me.
Do you know what?
You hear your dog, listen, I've been petted you already. Like, oh, just touch me a bit more. Bro, they're like very clingy and like.
Do you know the cats and dogs? Like, they're literally two polar opposites. Like, one extreme. What dogs are really like needy. Like, it's like having a child, bro. Literally,
no, when you got a dog's a jealous girlfriend, bro.
Like, yeah, when you have a dog, it's like having a baby, bro. When you have a cat and it's so nonchalant, so just have no care in the world, like, it's two extremes. So it just
depends. Before we move on, is dog mixing breeding dangerous?
Yes, it is. Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing,
because it's something that's supposed. It's something that's. Are you supposed to dog breed? Or is it? I don't know. Should it have to stay with the same breed?
If I'm honest, I'm not an expert on this. I'm a lover of dogs, but I'm not a dog expert. But I know there's a lot of intermixing, and that there's a popular breed at the most. In recent years, the French. Oh, the Frenchie. I think it's been mixed between.
Frenchies are common to see.
Yeah, no, but they got a lot of health complications.
Why?
Because of the I think because of the mixed breeding. Yeah, oh. They got a lot of like nasal issues and breathing issues, stuff like that. Yeah, the Frenchies. Yeah, if I'm think I'm talking
you
right.
You see crossbreeding then? Is that been done deliberate by the owner then?
No, I think, like I said, I'm not an expert on breeding, but there's just a certain way of breeding.
Okay, cool. Well, one day, hopefully, we can get someone that's a bit more of a dog expert on our show to discuss this in further detail, because quite interesting things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's enough for who let the dogs out?
Who? Have you watched Cats and Dogs?
We know Cats and
Dogs. I want to watch that new.
Animated old
series. Yeah. I want to watch Super Pets as well.
I used to watch this program called It's Me or the Dog. I think the presenter who's an expert dog trainer is called Victoria Sank. I used to watch that all the time. Anyway, what's happening? What else is happening?
Do you want to talk about your boy?
Who?
Mystic Mac. Who? Mystic Mac. McGregor. Conor McGregor.
My boy. He's more your boy than my boy.
I used to fuck with McGregor back in the day. Wow,
what's changed?
I don't know, man. He just kept losing. It was more what he was doing in the octagon than out of the octagon. That's what this guy just keeps losing. But he's been in the news, not because of the upcoming Chandler fight. He's been accused of sexual assault. Was at Miami. I think it was Game 6 recently this week.
Was there any information on what's happened to have happened?
So it came out that a woman accused him of rape. Yeah. I mean, we can actually say it because we're not monetized or whatever, but we'll just say grape.
Oh,
for now,
hold on.
Yeah?
Before we move on, is that why people use grape?
Bro, I'll be watching these YouTube videos. Have you seen that? These men be saying grape, these men be saying corn instead of pork. What am I watching?
That's why I hear it. Is it because they're monetized?
I don't know about these YouTube guidelines, anyway, man. Let's just stick to grape, yeah? He was accused of grape, yeah? And then.
I mean, I love grapes, but.
Yeah. You like committing grape?
No, I love red grapes.
Okay.
I used to only go to church for the grapes if I'm honest, just for the wine. But that's another story for another day. But go on.
Okay, you scared me for a little bit there.
No.
I'm joking. Yeah. So you committed for grape?
Yeah.
Nah, sure. I don't know why I'm not laughing because I'm just laughing because people say grape, innit? He was committed of grape, and then. Obviously, which he denied, and the next day came out.
So he denied it.
Yeah, of course. And then the next day came out some video footage. I think they're backstage at the Miami Heat Center, wherever it is, and there's a lot of people, and you see Conor McGregor, and he's with security. I think he's the woman's holding his hand, or he's holding her hand, and they go into some bathroom or something, and the door shuts. And that's all you see.
So according to that footage.
Yeah, by the way, he didn't force her into the bathroom. He was leading her to the bathroom.
So she's trying to say that after the door's shut, which we can no longer see what's going on, she's trying to say that that's what happened.
Yeah, apparently, I think the story is that he forced her to give him some fellatio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And she went to the police with her clothes. She gave the clothes to her police, but saying, oh, that's all. All his DNA is on it.
Oh, you have to say the Italian word as well. Yeah, we do have to do
what? What's the Italian word?
Fellatio.
Fellatio, yeah. Is that Italian?
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah. Fellatio.
Fellatiani.
Fellatiani, yeah, that is, yeah. Yeah. Is it not Italian?
No, fellatio is Italian.
Oh, fair, okay. Fellatio, yeah.
So apparently she's saying that's the accusation at the moment.
Yeah, that's the accusation. And this is not... McGregor's been accused of this type of behavior a few times now.
What?
In recent years.
What? Oh.
Yeah. Do you know what I was thinking?
I don't know. My man's married.
Yeah, no. Do you know what I was thinking, though, the other day? I don't know. I've just been thinking some stupidness. But I was like, he's actually the Tupac of this generation, bro.
No, for
the wrong reasons. Because you know, back in the obviously this was before he was even alive. Yeah, Tupac was always in the news for some BS, man. There was some gun, he shot two cops, or the whole SA situation.
I heard he got fellatio from Madonna back in the day.
I mean, who didn't, bro? I think we could get fellatio from Madonna, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I don't think that would be hard, man. Nah, man. How old is she now, bruv? She's like 70 something, bruv.
No, she's in her 60s.
What,
she's
gum?
Like 1958.
What, a flipping gum job or something, bruv? You'd enjoy that. Actually, that might be nicer, though, bruv.
Yeah, about me.
Because I got some shithead recently, bro. Like,
really?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, off camera.
We can talk on camera. I'm more than happy to talk on camera, bro. Anyway. Now, all I'm going to say is, man, I don't need to say it to everyone because, you know, this, oh, man. Teeth.
Don't
use your teeth.
I've never got the teeth issue.
Oh, I never have. Up until recently. So, do you know what? I will actually take up that gum job from Madonna, actually.
No, she's got teeth, but she...
I think... Nah, have you seen her lately, though, man? She looks like...
Oh, yeah, she's ruined herself.
She look... I don't think she was even ever that attractive anyway, in my opinion.
What? In the 80s, she was hot, you know?
I don't know, she's got...
She had that beauty spot.
She's just got that very... She's just always come across as a whore to me recently. Like, the whole industry smashed her,
but you can be a hot whore.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like everyone has had a go at her. Like, even people not in the industry, like average people off the street, have had a go at her.
No, I don't think. I feel like she's reserved. She's on the Toy Boy thing.
Like, if you say,
she's dating Toy Boys these days.
No, but I'm saying as an average Joe off the street, yeah. If someone said to me, "Oh yeah, I got with Madonna," I wouldn't be impressed.
Wouldn't be impressed.
I wouldn't be impressed. No.
Do you think she's one of them celebrities that's open to the general public too?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
another conversation about that. Anyway, what were we talking
about? I got lost.
We were talking about McGregor. I got lost. You're trying to say he's Tupac.
Yeah, nah, I just feel like the wrong reasons, man. He's always in the news for the wrong reason. So,
does he cheat on his wife?
I don't know. I actually don't know. Married for? I think it's his partner. I don't think they're married.
Did he ever get married?
No.
I swear.
He's about to have his fourth child.
I swear he's an alcoholic.
Nah, do you know why I'm laughing? Yeah. Because he's come out. He looks quite different recently, you know. I think he's packed on some muscle and all that.
I think he came out saying that, oh, how he's been in the best physique shape he's been.
Do you know what? Nah.
He's going to come back to the... Nah, how he was, bro. That's what I think he's come out and said.
Bro, he says that all the time. Yeah. He says that all the time. Did you watch the McGregor Forever documentary on Netflix?
Nah, I haven't seen it.
Nah, man. Honestly, man. Every year, it's the best version of myself. I don't feel even better. All that, man. Bro.
Do you know what? Do you think he's just getting a paycheck at the end of the day? It's just money.
Oh, but my thing is, he's accumulated that level of wealth where it's like, do you even have the hunger and desire? Because I see McGregor now. Allegedly, he's on the sniff and all that. I don't know. Yeah, he's on the chart. He's taking Charlie and all that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but I'm saying this. Yeah, he's supposed to be fine. Michael Chandler. Yeah, end of the year. Yeah, he needs to be in a testing pool for USADA. So he needs to be drug tested by the deadline's up.
Yeah,
if he's going to fight at the end of the year. Yeah, I'm just saying, if you're a better man and you see McGregor right now and you see Michael Chandler, I'm putting all my chips on Chandler. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
I swear McGregor said he was retiring.
He said that about Fury,
innit? Oh my
god. Listen. Fury, yeah.
Fury don't lose, that's the difference.
Fury don't lose, yeah. But I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt, yeah. I'm not giving Fury the benefit of the doubt because we should have seen that Usyk fight.
Yeah, when that was called off, I was like, what a joke.
Usyk. We should have seen that fight, yeah. And so, August, what's happening in August? AJ and Dillian White rematch.
Is that actually happening?
Do you want to see that? Be honest.
No. But I heard that AJ and Wilder's happening in December.
Yeah.
Is that actually happening?
I don't know. Bro, you see with heavyweight boxing, you never know, yeah? They say you never know when it comes to in-ring. Even outside the ring, you never know because all these managers talk.
I want to see AJ Wilder though.
Yeah. But I can't complain. Boxing as a whole this year, I've been impressed.
What, from other divisions?
Other divisions, 100%. We've seen Garcia and Gervonta Davis.
Yeah.
That's a prize fight. We just saw, what's his name? Oh, I forget his name. He says, Teofimo Lopez and the Scottish fighter. We saw that. That was a good fight. We're about to see Errol Spence and Terence Crawford, fight of the year, 100% fight of the year, end of July. I want Spence to win, but I think Crawford's going to beat him. Who else have we seen? We've seen something else earlier this year as well.
We saw, this is heavyweight, but we saw, no, this fight wasn't anticipated, but we saw Joe Joyce lose to
Jilly Zhang.
To him.
Yeah. That was a decent fight, to be fair.
Yeah, but it wasn't highly anticipated.
Yeah, it wasn't highly anticipated, but I don't rate Joyce. I've never rated Joyce. I think he's stiff as a board.
He came into boxing late, you know.
Yeah, don't rate him. I've never rated him. When people try to put him up there with the top heavyweights, I'm no boxing expert, but just off my eyes, what I see, he is so stiff. That guy's got no head movement. We've just Neanderthal head, bro. Like, literally, bro. Like, he's so stiff, bro.
But you see with him, though, yeah. Because he's got one of the... So I'll be honest, he has got one of the best chins you've ever seen. Yeah, but
granite chin.
But the problem with that, though, that he's still doing damage. Though.
Yeah.
So,
you may have got this chin,
but even though you may not be getting knocked out easy, but taking those amount of hits,
yeah, long term, it's gonna have some effect on you.
It's having an effect,
yeah.
Whether you got a credit,
but I don't rate the whole. No, having a good chin is important. It's great. It's amazing. Yeah, but
does it make it all right to be hit?
Exactly. You wanna the aim of boxing is to hit and not get hit. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So I much admire someone like Mayweather's defense. Over someone who has a granite chin, do you know what I'm saying?
Who they used to praise back in the day for getting hit? Ricky Hatton, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, because you. Well, yeah.
But that's just the British, don't it, man?
Love their blood, sweat, and tears, yeah. Isn't it?
The hard yards. No, we got to talk about this. Did you see Mayweather and John Gotti the third?
What the mad fight? It turned into a real fight. Isn't
Yeah.
I saw. I was like, hold on. I saw a clip of that. I was like, what's going on there?
Yo, my man, yeah, went full. La Cosa Nostra, bro. He went full mafia, bro. Like, literally, that was sick.
Was that meant to be an exhibition?
That was an exhibition. Bro, do you know what? They didn't even market it. They didn't even promote it. Which I can kind of understand, innit? Yeah, because John Gotti, the first over there, because of John Gotti. Mm. Yeah. But, do you know what, yeah? I don't condone this, yeah? But I can understand why a man was frustrated. You see that black ref, yeah? What's his name, bro? Bailey, what, I can't remember what his name is, yeah? He's always refereeing Floyd Mayweather fights, yeah? Like, his face is just jarring, man. Like, them two got some relationship going on, yeah?
I didn't watch the fight. I saw a clip.
I didn't even see the whole fight, yeah?
Why was the guy going after Mayweather on a serious...
I think the referee kept on stopping the fight.
Yeah.
And then John Gray III just got frustrated. And he called off the fight. He got DQ'd. Yeah. My man was like, fuck this, bro. Bro, imagine that.
But
he's actually squaring up to Mayweather. The boxing is just finished. So you're not boxing anymore.
Yeah.
This is actual assault. Yeah.
If
punches would land, it would turn into assault. You're actually squaring up to arguably the greatest boxer of all time. Do you know what? He really is a gangster, John Gotti the third.
But that's a bit crazy. Like, if he's angry at the ref, why are you trying to have a real fight?
I don't know. Like, what are you doing, bro? Have you seen that many people in the ring before? Not that many.
Was it like in 1997 with Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson? Have you not seen that? Everyone jump in the ring when that. Because obviously that became assault. Like, you bit the guy's ear off, and then everyone charged in the.
This one was crazy. There was balls breaking out inside the stadium. Like, and afterwards, one of the Gotti members sent out some mad racist Instagram post story. Oh, Floyd Mayweather. Oh, your daughter had a baby with an animal. So you lot belong in the zoo. Some racially charged fucking statement. One of the family members in the Gotti family, yeah, said it. Jesus. I think it was the mum, maybe. That disappointed me, man, because I love you know me, man. I love John Gotti. I love Tony Soprano fictional. I love Godfather. I just love Italian mafia shit, man. And I've got Sicilian in me, so. But they won't. Yeah, they won't accept
since
me because I'm black.
Since
what's the sin? Yeah,
really?
I've done the ancestry test.
Well, that's not.
It makes sense though because I'm quarter Maltese anyway, so I've got Sicilian, and I think because people think Sicily is in Italy, it's not sort of separate. So I've got
separate.
Yeah. So I've got Sicilian blood in me, so. I should be able to qualify for the mafia, but yeah. Yeah, man. So that was mad. So boxing's been sick up until this year, but we need to see Fury and Usyk in the ring.
Bro, but you know what, bro? Like, see Fury, man. I think that. I love Fury, but sometimes he can be so annoying. Yeah.
No,
so
I think the public, I think the public is slightly turning against him. There was actually talk about this yesterday on TalkSport. Yes, Simon Jordan.
They keep getting Frank Warren on, innit?
And but do you know, nah, man, they're all pally up in TalkSport, bro, flipping Gareth A. Davis and all that. But no, when they want to bring Eddie Hearn on, yeah, it's like they want to grill my man. No, nah, man, keep the same energy. Keep the same energy.
Simon does.
I think he does, but I think he does, like, when Frank Warren comes on, he does tone it down a little bit.
Nah, Simon just says it straight, bro.
He does. He don't know. He does most. Yeah, he does. But when Frank Warren comes, he does tone down it a notch.
Frank Warren's always got some mad explanations,
bro. Do you know what? He's doing backflips from at the moment, Frank Warren. Now, he's old age, man, because of Fury. Because Fury's just a compulsive liar. So Frank Warren has to come out all the time and defend him, man. It's like,
do you know when Tyson Fury said that he's fighting Joshua for free?
See what I mean? We can make a whole episode on Fury's contradictions, man. Let's not even get into that, man. I'm so sick and tired. You're heavyweights, man. Why are you acting like prima donnas? Obviously, I understand it, man. I understand the whole, don't want to lose your O or money, pride. I get all that, man. But as fans, as consumers, yeah.
But you know with Fury, you know what I don't understand, fans, yeah? Fury is known to be arguably the best heavyweight in the world, yeah?
He claims to be the greatest, but
it's arguable. So I don't understand, when he does all this like stupidness, yeah, where he starts messing around, he'll say not, but it seems like fights are called off, you got two weeks to sign this, or it's not happening. I'm like, bro, but it's not like you're someone that just talks rubbish. You're not as good, and then
You claim that,
I don't understand why he does it.
If you claim that to be the GOAT, to be the greatest of all time, because he's claimed to be the greatest of all time, not just of this era, yeah, back it up. That's what I'm saying. Back it up. I don't want to see you giving your buddy Derek Chisora a payday. Went through that third fight, I think was criminal, and I think it actually sold out at Tottenham. I thought that was just. Really? Who you've peppered twice before?
It's a glorified exhibition, man.
Fought him in 2011 and fought him again in 2014, 9 years ago. Peppered him in both fights. I think Chisora retired in his corner in the second one. And for you to have a trilogy, I thought that was a disgrace.
Sometimes you wonder if somebody's...
And they had the right to charge BT Queensbury. I think it was the highest pay-per-view in the UK, like £30 or something.
Do you know what? Sometimes I wonder if some of these boxing camps are actually in cahoots with each other.
It's like they pretend
to beef and say, oh yeah, you're full of S, you don't sign a contract to fight. Like,
yeah. That's why I've switched to, when it's NBA, when it's the playoffs, that's when I turn to a hardcore NBA fan. Well, a LeBron James fan, yeah? I literally just bought 2K recently as well. Someone needs to teach me how to play that game because I'm terrible, yeah? And do you know what? I'm probably going to stick to NBA because what happened last week... As a United fan, bro, I don't know. How do you feel?
I don't.
You're an Arsenal fan. You should feel worse.
I don't like that City got the
treble. We're Arsenal, Man United, both to blame. Because we got to stop them from getting the FA Cup. You was in charge for what's the percentage?
93% on top of the table. 93% and we booked. I don't care what anyone says, but I'm having a conversation with people I know, my friends and all that stuff. It's a bottle job, man.
It is
a bottle job because we finished 5 points behind, 8 points in. It's a 13-point swing. Yeah. So when you add the point in front and you minus it, how much you're behind, so it's not just how much you're in front, how much you got overtaken by,
yeah.
That's the swing difference. Yeah. It's a swing in a negative, it's a negative swing in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So, and when we said that, we're throwing cups in the, it's blessing in disguise, bigger fish to fry.
I've got bigger fish to fry.
And then we don't win the league and then we bought all the league and capitulate at the end. Similar to how we capitulated in the top four last season and we miss out.
Yeah.
It's a bottle job. How can you say it? You can dress this up and then now this club. I can't stand Edu, man. He pisses me off, man.
You want to see someone hold accountable?
He pisses me off with his greasy hair, man. It annoys me, man. Like, we're pulling out the Caicedo deal. For this overrated, overpriced. No, by the way, he's good. I do like him. I do want him, like Rice. Paying 100 million for Rice and Jerk. peas and jerk chicken, innit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Seasonless rice and all the things there, bro. And it's like,
yeah.
Going for this Kai Havertz guy, I'm like, bro.
The Kai Havertz makes no sense. Because you, what? You need a.
It's a stupid.
You need
club.
A gun, man. You need a spearhead and an attack. Kai Havertz is not that.
He does. We do these random big transfers on some random. Like last year, it was 34, 35 million on this Vieira guy who's not. He's not looking great, bro. He's random, bro.
Yeah.
Can't stand this club, man. It actually pisses me
off. What's your expectations for next season?
Well, we need to win something.
Yeah.
I mean, to go for the Premier League and the Champions League. I don't want to hear this. Oh yeah, but it's the first season back in the Champions League.
Mm.
I don't want to hear all that. Go on, try and win it.
Yeah.
The hell?
What's your predict? What would be your predictions as well?
I have no idea, man. The transfer window will say everything we need to know.
Yeah.
Bro, Arsenal showed me what kind of girl they were. Yeah, when in January, what the kind of moves they did. They showed me what kind of woman sheet they were. I'll be honest, bro. And I ignored the red. I was aware of the red flags, but. We was aware of the red flags, but a lot of us ignored the red flags as a fan base, bro. She showed you who she was, bro. And she knows she showed you she wasn't really good, bro. But our emotional attachment made us kind of like sweep under the carpet. Well, I did it anyway, but other fans, bro. But I think the biggest issue, I'm really honest, is the fan base, bro. Because Arsenal fans love dressing up failure as success. So,
Talk to them.
I blame the fan base, the biggest problem. Because they allowed this to happen. Arsenal cheated on me so many times, man.
You just seem pretty desensitized to it, buddy.
It is, but... Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it, man. But do you know what, man? We talked about a lot today.
Yes. Yes, well, what?
Yeah, you go on. I'll do the thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wait, we did the outro.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do the outro. You can... Yeah, myself. Yeah, guys... Like I said, we talked about a whole bunch today. Yeah, if you enjoyed it, like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Yes, guys, please. The biggest thing you can do for me, us, is like. The like button is free. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, I'll see you next time. Peace.